Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
And all the brothers and sisters through the Zoom too, and we are grateful that we are here today.
还有就是加入我们在Zoom上加入我们的弟兄姐妹，我们今天在一起很开心。
The grace from God is the central theme of the Bible.
那这个圣经的中心呢，就是神耶稣基督的恩典。
Grace means you don't deserve it, and God give it to you not because what you have done, it's because what who God is.
那恩典白白的给我们呢？不是因为我们做了什么，乃是神白白的给了我们。
From the beginning, God chose us before the creation of the world.
从创世之前呢，神就是在创世之前就已经拣选了我们。
It's very strange that the God already chose us before you were born.
那就是我们还没有出生，神就拣选了我们。这个事实呢，是一个非常有趣的事。
And the Bible emphasizes God is love. He created us for the purpose to love us.
那圣经上说的神是爱我们的，他造我们的缘故就是为了要爱我们。
Not because you love him, it's because he loves you.
不是因为你爱他，乃是因为他爱你。
Of course, the purpose is also, we were created so we can love God. But primarily, is God loves us.
那当然，神造了我们也是让我们去爱他的。但是主要的原因还是因为他爱我们。
In First John and John talk about God first love us, not because we love him.
那在约翰一书他就讲到神先爱我们并不是因为我们先爱了他。
Let's look at the Bible. What's that mean?
那我们看一下圣经讲的是什么。约翰一书第一章
First John is we talk at, look at chapter 3
约翰一书第三章
And it says three times that God is love.
那这里讲了三次神是爱。
And the first thing we'll look at is that the God loves us first, not we love him, we love him first.
那这个讲的第一个就是神先爱了我们，并不是我们先爱了他。
Okay, chapter 3, verse 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we shall be called the children of God. That is what we are.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
From a sinner, from a slave to of the world to become the children of God.
一个奴仆从世界的奴仆变成神的儿女。
It's not because we have done anything good, it's because God loves us even when we are sinners.
并不是因为我们做了什么，乃是因为在神我们还是罪人的时候，他就爱了我们。
That's unconditional.
这是无条件的爱。
And we go on to look at the, at the end it says.But we know when Christ, the God of Son, appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is.
那到最后他也讲说，就是到我们会看到神在末了的时候，神是什么样子。
We will be like the Son of God.
我们就像神的儿子一样。
That's incredible.
这是一个很奇妙的事。
How is a gift?
怎么样得到的呢？是通过一个礼物，神的礼物。
Did we do anything to deserve it? No.
我们有做一些什么东西让我们配得这一切吗
？So the purpose of the core of Christianity is God grace us, we grace other people.
那基督教的那个理念就是神把恩典给了我们，我们也要把恩典给别人。
John is called a disciple of love. He could go on in chapter 4.
约翰作为一个爱的使徒呢，在约翰就是约翰一书第四章。
In chapter 4, it's three times talk about God is love.
那有三次讲神是爱。
verse 7,
第七节,
chapter 4, verse 7,
第七节,
love is from God, love comes from God.
爱神的爱是, 爱是从神而来。
Verse 8, God is love.
那第八节说神就是爱。
Verse 16, God is love.
十六节也说神就是爱。
And also in the verse, I believe is 8, it says right here, we ourselves, we just, if we don't have love, we don't know God because God is love.
那第八节也说呢，没有爱的，没有爱心的，就是不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And it go on to talk about it's not because we love God, it's God love us.
那后面他也讲，并不是因为我们爱了神呢，是因为
That's verse 10. Verse 10 says this is love.
那第十节。
The love is the Greek word is agape.
那这个爱呢，就是在希腊文叫 agape.
It's unconditional.
是无条件的。
Yeah.It says, verse 10 is that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for us. It's not because we love God, but God loves us. Verse 10.
这里说他差了儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，并不是因为他爱我们爱了他，而是因为他爱了我们。
So everything God does is based on love.
那所有神做的一切事都是基于爱。
So we will look at the whole Bible.Because he loved, and what's the reason why he loved us?
那我们看这个圣经啊，他爱我们究竟是为了什么呢？
And this unconditionally before the creation of the world, already we are in him. He loved us.
那就是在创世以前呢，他就已经爱了我们。
So we go on to the Ephesians chapter 1.
那我们看以弗所书第一章。
And it is a typical letter that we, the Bible, try to teach us something. At the beginning, the verse 2, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这是一个使徒保罗很的一个书信，他第二节就说，愿恩惠平安从神，我们的父归于你们。
Verse 3, praise be to God and Father of our Lord.Who has blessed us in the heavenly realm?
那愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In Christ.
在基督里。
So God looked at us already in Christ from the beginning.
那从一起初呢，神就已经看我们是在耶稣基督里。
When God looks at us, because Christ redeemed us, saved us, and we becoming holy.That's why God look at us as Christ, so we are holy too.
那因为耶稣基督的血已经洗净了我们，那神呢，从他的眼光看我们，也是我们在基督。
No matter how bad you are, the Bible says, no matter how many times you have committed sins, God will forgive you eternally.
那不管你犯了多少的罪呢，在耶稣基督里，神看你就是他已经赦免了你。
Only in Christ.
但是只是在基督里。
So that's why no longer I, but Christ live in me. God look at us as His Son.
那所以呢，耶稣住在我们的里面，神看我们就像是看他自己的儿子一样。
And continue with at the end of at verse 4, for He chose us in Him in Christ.And before the creation of the world to be holy in his sight, in love, he ordained us for adoption to be the son of Jesus Christ.
那第四、第五节就是说，神在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱着我们，就按着自己的旨意，预定我们成为耶稣基督儿子的名分。
In accordance with his pleasures and will,
那就是按着自己的旨意所喜悦的。
To the praise of His glorious grace.
就是，是他的那个 荣耀的恩典。
So there's three things here. First, God chose us before the creation in Christ, in love, based on love.
那第一呢，在爱的基础上，他从创世以前就已经拣选了我们。
Unconditionally.
是无条件的。
Secondly, and we become His son in Christ. You say Christ redeem us.
那第二呢，就是我们借着我们有了耶稣基督儿子的名分。
The first thing is that according to His plan, God has a plan for you.
那第三呢，是按着他的计划，按着他荣耀的恩典给我们的。
And mainly, it's not your plan; it's His plan.
那意思就是，这不是你的计划，乃是他的一个计划。
Because His plan will make you holy. That's His plan.
因为他的计划呢，就是让你成为圣洁。
He is love; He'll make you lovely.
他是就是爱，他也可以让你成为可爱的。
It's like when you go to the beach, you expose to the sun will make you warm.
就像你去海边，然后太阳晒在你身上，你就会温暖。
God's love will make everything lovely.
那神的爱呢，也会使一切都变成可爱。
That's his job. You don't need to worry your brother and sister. God's going to make sure keep him strong until the end. And no matter how many times we probably go sidetracked, but God will continue to keep us in his plan.
那就是我们不需要担心我们周围的弟兄姐妹。如果他有的时候可能他们会走岔路，但是神的爱呢会一直保持。
We must be patient. We must be patient.
所以我们就是要有忍耐。
Not only patient with God's plan, patient with other people, and patient with yourself.
不仅仅就是为这神的计划有耐心，也是为自己跟身边的朋友要有耐心。
Because God's will be done.
因为神的旨意要成就。
On earth as in heaven.
如在地如在天。
And the final thing said here is that it's about grace, to the praise of His glorious grace.
那最后一个也讲到就是关于恩典。
Okay, the essential thing in Ephesians is about three things.
那以弗所书呢是关于三件事情。
First, God is our Father. We have a family.
就是神是我们的父，我们有一个家。
Jesus is our brother, the oldest brother, and we are brother between each other.
那基督呢是我们的长，是我们的兄弟，他是长子，然后我们也是兄弟姐妹。
And we are brother and sister together in God's family.
我们在神的家中是弟兄姐妹。
That's the first thing, and in the Ephesians, actually, the verse 2 is talking about.Grace and peace to you from God our Father.
那这个以弗所书这里第二节也说了，就是荣耀跟恩典跟你与你一起。
God is our Father.
那神是我们的父。
Not only my Father, is our Father.
不是是我的父，还是我们的父。
Verse 3 is God also is the Father of Jesus Christ.
那第三节他就说神也是基督耶稣的天父。
So Jesus Christ and us the relationship, we are brothers and sisters.
那所以我们的关系就是弟兄姐妹的关系。
In the family.
在这个家庭当中。
Second thing is about grace. Three times you talk about in the chapter 1 that is God's grace. That's why weIn a family of God.
那这个以弗所书第二点呢，就是讲到恩典。那这一章呢，讲到三次关于神的恩典。
And three times talk about according to His plan and according to His will, not according to our.
那也三次的提到呢，是按着他的旨意，并不是按着我们的意思。
And also chapter 1-3 times talk about God's love, unconditional love, create us.For a purpose.
那也三次讲到的神他是因着爱来创造了我们。
Actually, in every letter of the New Testament,
其实新约的每一封书信呢
at the beginning,
开头的时候
Always the greeting is grace and peace to you from God our Father.
那一直都是恩惠平安从我们天上的父。
And in Jesus Christ our Lord.
并且是在耶稣基督里。
Every single letter on 27 altogether letter is all start with this. We are the children of God. God, our Father. God is our Father.
那这个所有的27卷书信呢，一开始的那个就是 greeting 那个平安都是这么写的，都是因着耶稣基督啊，用恩惠平安归于你们。
At that time, Father, when we say we are, God is our Father.
当我们说天父是我们的父的时候，
that is something we have to be careful because we are putting ourselves in the place of a son of God.
那你就是我们把我们自己作为一个神的儿子的一个身份来向他祷告的时候，我们就是要非常的小心。
And you, so,We probably will tell ourselves, hey, "Am I a son? I don't look like a son of God."
那有时候你要问自己，哎，我看的好像不像神的儿子啊。
I'm a sinful person. I'm still, you know, and ask God to forgive me yesterday.
那我还是一个罪人，我昨天还向神来祷告，祈求原谅。
I'm a selfish person. Still, I still have a lot to work on.
那我还是一个自私的人，我还有很多东西我要就是更好。
I'm greedy sometimes because I want more and more and did not focus on the kingdom of God.
那我也是个很贪心的人，我并没有把我们的眼光放在就是天国的事。
And actually, if you look at ourselves, we don't look like the son of God.
其实我们如果看我们自己的话，我们都不像神的儿子。
Or daughter of God.
或者神的女儿。
But very odd.Very strange. The Bible still say you are the son of God.
但是很奇怪的是，神在圣经里他还是说你们就是神的儿子。
You are the daughters of God.
你是神的儿女儿。
We just read some Bible. We are the children of God.
那我们读圣经说，他说我们就是神的儿女。
It's not because you want or not. It's because God wants you to create you to love you, and you become the children of God.
并不是这个身份不是你想不想要，乃是神因着爱创造了你，你就是他的儿女。
So the first thing about love is that the God says in the Bible, "I am your father."
那所以圣经里边呢，一开始他就说我是你的父。
So the fatherhood is the central idea of the Bible.
那所以呢，这个天父的这个概念呢，就是我们圣经的一个最中心的一个思想。
Let's look at Lord's Prayer too.
那我们看一下主导文。
Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
And his disciple asked Jesus, "Can you teach us how to pray?"
那他的门徒就问耶稣能教我们怎么祷告吗？
And Jesus teach them that as the basic what is the a good prayer.
那这个耶稣就教导他们如何祷告。
Verse 9 is our Father in heaven, the first thing when you pray.
那第九节讲到我们天上的父。
Again, here used the Aramaic, the language at that time Jesus used is like a Greek and Hebrew combined together. The language it means Abba Father.
那当时在耶稣用了这个语言呢，这个父讲的就是爸爸 Abba Father, Abba 父。
Yeah, very close, very intimate.
是一个很亲密的一个关系的一个称呼。
That is revolutionary. Why? Because at that time, the Jewish religion, the Judaism, will not allow people to even pronounce God's name.
那这是很奇怪的，因为当时的犹太教呢，是甚至都不允许人就是说耶和华这个名字。
You can write God's name, but it's not pronounced.
你可以说就是神的名字，但是呢是不能。
But Jesus not only say teach us, he throw the Bible from the beginning, he teach us, hey, when you pray, he says, you say, our Father, God our Father.
但是耶稣的教导就很不一样，他说你祷告的时候，你就说他就是你的父。
God is our Father.
我们的神是我们的父。
In the history of Judaism, and one German scholar studied to did the research.Nobody for 1500 years, nobody in the Judaism and on any extra Bible material can dare to address God as Father.
那有一个德国的学者呢，他就研究了犹太教，就是之前的1500年，没有人敢称神乃他们为他们的父。
And Jesus is the only the first one, and also he teaches his disciple to do the same.
那耶稣是第一个，而且他也教导他的那个门徒来讲，就是叫他为父。
That is something totally strange.
那这是一个很奇怪的一个事。
是 totally away from the tradition.
是跟就是我们的教导是传统的教导是很不一样的。
It's like you call the Chinese president, 习近平是不是？
习近平。
Hey, Xi Jinping is our father, is my father.
It's just, just 好像你称习近平为你的爸爸一样。
Everybody say, hey, that is something wrong here, you know. But God said, hey, it's how it is so not traditional is as much as you call the president of.China, your father, same thing.
那就听起来就很奇怪，就好像你在称就是国家主席为你的爸爸一样，这么奇怪。
But God is the creator of the world. He is the most high God. He tell us, call me father.
但是神这是一个最高的神之上的神，他说你可以叫我为你的父。
That's a privilege.
这是一个荣耀。
That's a blessing.
是一个祝福。
So it's not we can call. It's God said, "You are my, you are my son, and call me father."
就是说啊，你可以称呼为我是父，因为你是我的儿子。
The implication is tremendous because implication means you putting yourself as the son and you putting yourself to inherit the kingdom of God.
那就是好像你把你自己的。身份呢就变成神的儿子身份，能够承受他天国的祝福。
And you are equal with God because you are not the creature of God anymore. You are the son of God. You have the same life of God.
那你不再是一个被造物，乃是你就像神的神一样，有他身份。
You are the co-heir with Jesus Christ to inherit everything.In the kingdom of God.
那你跟耶稣基督一起可以分享就是天上的财富。
That's a tremendous blessing that allow us to call him the Father. As a son, we inherit everything of all the blessing.
那这就是一个荣幸，但他可以让我们像儿子一样承载他的祝福。
So it says here, the our Father in heaven, Hallowed be your name.
那我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So how do we develop this relationship? And the Bible, in the Lord's Prayer, and God, through Jesus, show us how to relate to Him.
那通过这个主导文呢，耶稣告诉我们怎么样跟我们天上的父有一个连接。
The first thing is that about our Father, four things in the Lord's Prayer. First, your name be honored, hallowed be your name.
那第一个呢，就是你的名要称为圣。
Is holy and be honored.
是圣洁的，是被人尊崇的。
They use four times as the Father's name must be honored, Father's kingdom must come, and Father's will be done.
那其实讲了四次，就关于神的国要降，要降临，他的名要被尊崇。
So God initiate this blessing and also give us the gift as the son of God.
那神呢，就是开始了这个祝福，让我们成为他的儿女。
The implication is that God will bless us as His child, as His children.
那就是神要祝福我们，就像祝福他的儿女一样。
In any religion or many in Judaism, especially, nobody can dare to call personally to call God as Father.
那在别的宗教呢，在犹太教呢，就是没有人敢称父天使，就是我们的神为父亲。
It indicates a intimate relationship.
因为它这个代表了一个非常就是亲密的关系。
It indicates symbolize that we don't need to worry. God is in charge.
那也就是告诉我们听，我们不需要担心任何事情，因为神在掌权。
It indicates we don't need to worry. God will guide us into the future.
就是我们不需要担心，因为神要带我们走向之后的路。
That's why Jesus said, "Come, do not worry. I'll give you rest."
所以耶稣说呢，你来不要担心，我会给你安息。
And in the Lord's Prayer, God first talk about His plan, His name.His will and also his kingdom.
那这个主导文就讲到神的旨意，他的国度。
He will give us to us.
他会把这些都赐给我们。
So we don't need to earn it.
我们不需要赚的。
And all your life, God will take care of you.
那你的生命当中呢，神会照顾你。
You don't need to worry.
你不需要担心。
And also.The world is not our home. When we die, we go home.
那这个世上呢，也不是我们真正的家。我们死了以后，我们才会真正。
Jesus has said, you know, in John 14, He has prepared a home for us.
那在约翰福音十四章呢，耶稣也说了，他回去呢是为我们准备房间。
And He'll come back to bring us back.
他也会回来把我们带回去。
In this world, Jesus already said, you know.Seek first His kingdom. All this, everything on earth will be given to you.
那这也讲，就是我们要先求神的国、神的义，其他一切他都会加给我们。
Aim at the spiritual thing because that's eternal. Aim at God's kingdom. The earthly thing will be given to you.
那我们的目标呢，是在天上的事情，那地上的东西他也自然会给我们。
Aim at heaven. Everything will be given.
那你的目光如果是在天上的话，地上的东西他也会给你。
Aim at earth, you lose everything after you die, and also you lose heaven too.
那如果你的眼光呢是在地上的话呢，你不但失去了天堂，而且呢，你走的时候，你死的时候，你什么也拿不到。
The Bible wants us to focus in New Testament is the new paradigm that we got the fatherhood.Is the base for our daily life.
那这个新约呢，就是耶稣想强调的重点，就是神天上的这个父呢，就是我们每天最需要的东西。
Focus on fathers and His holiness, His name, His will, His kingdom. All this will be given to you.
当你专注在天父上面，专注在他的名、他的圣洁、他的国度的时候呢，其他一切都会交给你。
So the Lord's Prayer actually is very simple to present the central idea of the Bible that God is your Father, He'll take care of you.
那这个主导文是很简单的，就是他会照顾你，看顾你。
It's an analogy to the earthly father. A good father on earth will take care of the children. They love the children.It's not because he wants the reward from the children.
那这个代表就是现在，就像我们世界上的父，我们不需要担心，我们世上的父会照顾我们。
But God, the Father, God the Father is one thousand, maybe a million better than our earthly father.
但是我们天上的父呢，可能比我们世上的父呢要好100万倍。
So you know, God is love. God is our Father. He want us to. He want the best for us. The best for us is to do His will.
那天父爱我们，他希望把最好的给我们。那最好的事就是做他，行他的旨意。
His will be done on earth as in heaven.
他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
As Jesus in Mark 14 when he prayed, he said, "Not my will, but your will be done."
就像那个马可福音十四章，耶稣的祷告就是神啊，不是按我的心意，乃是按你的心意。
When we do that, we continue to be in God's will, to continue to be in Christ, and the rest of our life will be taken care of.
那如果我们继续这样做的话呢，我们的生命就会被神继续的看顾保守。
好 ，and in the Lord's Prayer, we look at it this way. The first part is talk about focus on God.And focus on the heavenly thing. Focus on the Father.
那一开始他就主导文就讲说，我们要专注在我们的父，专注在他的国，专注在他的旨意上。
The second part is God will how God relate to us.
那第二呢，他就讲神怎么样与我们的一个关系。
How we live our life.
我们怎么样活我们的生活，生命。
According to the Doctrine of fatherhood.
那就是按着这个天父的这个教导。
The second part is that the verse 11 give us daily our daily bread.
那第十一节就是第二部分，就是给我们日用的饮食。
Here, remember last time we explored the concept of El Shaddai, 就是 is Almighty God.
那上次我们有讲到神的名，就是 El Shaddai 这个名字，就是神是全能的。
The Almighty God mainly is one thing: is God is all-giving God. He will provide for us.
那这个全能的意思呢，就是说他是掌管一切的，他可以提供我们需要的一切。
The Almighty God will provide everything daily.
那我们这个全能者呢，他会每一天的供应给我们。
So that's why Jesus later on the chapter 6-2, so do not worry, do not worry, do not worry. Jesus says six times in the chapter 6.
那所以呢，第六章的时候，他也强调了很多次啊，不要忧虑，不要忧虑，不要忧虑。
Your Father knew beforehand; He already knew what you need before you pray.Then all you need to do, seek first His kingdom. All this will be given to you.
那你没有说之前，神就已经知道你需要了什么。
The Father will take care of you daily.
天父呢会每一天的供应。
In terms of everything you need.
那就是在你所需要的一切上。
So the Father will give because He's El Shaddai. He is all-giving God.
神他会给，因为他就是一个全，他是 El Shaddai 的神，他是所有东西都可以。
So the Almighty God actually, the mighty is He is able to provide you. It's not about power, it's about love and providence.
那这个全能的意思呢，并不是他的能力是全能，而是他要在他供应给你的一切，他的爱上面，他是。
Every time God used El Shaddai, Almighty God around 40-50 times in the Bible, it's a Hebrew word, right? It means God will provide, God will give. He is sufficient.
那在圣经里，大概40-50次提到这个名字 El Shaddai 的时候呢，每次都是讲到他是全能，他可以供应一切你需要的。
Because you are God's children.
因为你是神的儿女。
But God did not say to other people who is not His children, He will provide.
但是神并没有跟别人，就是不是他的子民来讲说我会供应给你。
Actually, God might punish.
那其实呢，神甚至会就是管教。
If you're not in Christ, if you don't believe, if you walk away from His will.
如果呢，你就是离开他的旨意，如果你并没有在耶稣基督。
So El Shaddai, last time we already exposed that's the name of God is a major name of God. We must remember the first thing, Father. How the Father relate to us is that the Father is all giving God, Almighty God, El Shaddai.
那这个阿舍代的名字我们之前已经讲过了，我们要记住这个意思，就是他就是他全能的父，天父，他能供应我们一切所需的。
So it says here, it will give you today, not tomorrow.
那这里他说呢，我们今天所用的，他就给我们，不是明天。
Today, your daily need, not the tomorrow need.
就是你今天的需要，并不是你明天的需要。
And tomorrow you don't need to worry because in God's hand.
那你不需要担心明天，因为明天在神的手中。
And chapter 6:34 talk about first seek first Him, aim at the Father first. All this will be given to you, so you do not need to worry about tomorrow.
那这里也讲到了，不要就是忧虑啊，因为这些都是别啊。就是其他人所需。
So you must do what must be done today and leave the rest to God.
那所以呢，我们就是把今天交给神，把明天交给神。
So God our Father, as we know, we are the Son, so we are in the family, we are brother and sister. We don't need to worry because God will take care of us.
现在知道我们都是弟兄姐妹，我们在神的家中。啊，是我们是神的儿女，我们不需要担心任何事情。
And it's like Norman is here, and his daughter is Angel.
那就像啊 ，Norman 在这里，他的女儿是 Angel。
Angel has no worries. She just thinking, "Hey, my father will take care of everything."
那他的女儿就不用担心，因为他知道他的父亲会啊把一切都安排很好。
So we don't need to worry as long as we think.We look at God as our Father, even we don't deserve it because we don't look like a son or daughter. But God, anyway, He still say, "You are my son."
那所以呢，我们就是看天父也是一样，我们不需要担心任何事情。虽然我们看似不是像不像不不配得啊，不配得成为他的儿女，但是
I give you your daily bread. I will meet your need today.
我今天就会供应你今天所需的。
Life is about today; it's not about tomorrow.
生命是在乎今天，而不是在乎明天。
And but we always today we worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow we worry about next 10 years.
但是我们常常就是今天我们就担心明天的事情，明天我要担心未来十年的事情。
The Bible here in the chapter 6:34 says here, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about yourself. Each day you have enough to do."
这里三十四节说呢，就不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有。
Why? Because God is in control of tomorrow.
为什么呢？因为神就是掌控的明天。
God is a father; He'll take care of your future.
那爸爸，我们天父是他的爸爸，我们的爸爸，他可以照顾一切。
So don't need to take your future plan too seriously, because God already overruled. He is the one who knows what's the best for you.
所以呢，你不要把你的计划看得这么重要，因为天父呢，他是绝对掌权。
We try to invest, we try to do this. Okay, we think we're gonna lack of something in the future, but God said, "You don't need to worry. Focus on me. I'm your father."
那你会想啊，我要投资这个，投资那个，就是，但是你不需要担心，因为天父他会看顾。
That's why in the Bible, in Jesus 21 time, 20 something time talk about do not worry.
所以呢，在这个新约里边，耶稣有二十几次都提到，不要忧虑，让他来。
I have a plan.
我有计划。
The plan is good.
我的计划是好的。
Today you just do your best and don't do anything more and sleep well.
那你今天就是做你该做的，不需要担心任何事情。
Rest your soul in me.
让你的灵安息在我的里面。
So most people will today worry about the daily bread.We're about tomorrow, but God say no. God will give us. The Father will give us our daily bread every day, guaranteed.
那这里说呢，就是天父就会看顾我们，他会看顾你的今天，不用担心。
That's a guaranteed prayer. If someone insures you, hey, I'll provide you every day. Only Father can do it.
那如果有人说，就是我会照顾你一切的，但是。
So we know we have a Father in heaven. He'll provide everything for us.
所以我们知道我们有一个天父，他能够为我们预备一切。
Secondly, it says right here, verse 12. When we call God our Father, what's that mean?
那在十二节说呢，我们 我们如果称呼他为父子，什么意思呢？
The Father will forgive us. That's why we must forgive other people.
那这里说我们就是天父赦免了我们的债，我们也要赦免别人。
Because God is good for with us, we must be good with other people.
因为神爱我们，对我们好，他也是一样对别人一样也是好。
God gave us unconditional love. We from a slave, from a sinner, we become the children of God. We must also be gracious to other people.
那我们成为神的儿女，神给我恩典给我们，我们要同样把恩典给别人。
So he talk about love and forgiveness and grace. That is the key of the core idea of the Christianity too.
那这里讲到爱跟赦免跟恩典呢，这就是我们基督教的一个中心一个思想。
Remember why we can forgive? Because God redeemed us, forgive our sin through Jesus Christ. That's why we become the children of God.
那就是赦免了，因为耶稣基督已经担当了我们一切的罪，所以呢，我们是可以赦免。
Now we are born again.
那我们现在是重生的。
And He put the Holy Spirit in us to guarantee.
那他把圣灵放在我们的里面呢？
To guarantee we are the children of God.
来保证我们就是他的儿女。
And not only that, in Galatians chapter 4:6, and the Holy Spirit came into our heart and said, "Abba, Father."
那这个加拉太书第六章也说呢，就是他圣灵来到我们的里面，以至于让我们可以称。
So the Holy Spirit moves our heart so we can acknowledge God is our Father. That is a seal. That means it's assurance.
那就是圣灵呢来到我们的里面，让我们可以改变我们的心，能够称他为天父。
When you go to Starbucks coffee, you look at, hey, what's the difference between a Christian and another Christian? Is of the non-Christian, that's one thing. The Holy Spirit is in us.
就是你在星巴克舔咖啡的时候，你会看到不同的人，然后你会想说，哎，这是基督徒还是不是基督徒吗？你的圣灵在你的里面，你可以能够分辨。
That's the DNA. That's the proof that you are children of God.
那这个呢，就是一个证据，就是你是神的儿女。
Everybody is a creature of God, but not everybody is the children of God. That's a privilege.
那每一个人呢，都是神所创造的，但并不是每一个人都是神的儿女。
And God chose us before the creation of the world because unconditional love.
但是因为他无条件的爱呢，在创世之前，神就拣选了我们。
And we cannot understand why God chose me, but God will tell us probably in heaven. We don't know, it's a mystery.
那我们也不知道为什么神拣选了我们。也许我们到天堂了，神会告诉我们。但是这个是我们不可以。
We are sinners. We don't have anything look like the Son of God, the daughter of God.And we are not even lovable at the time. Sometimes we don't even like ourselves.
那我们都是罪人，我们有很多问题。那甚至呢，就是我们都是有的时候，我们都觉得我们自己不配，我们也不喜欢我们自己做的事情。
But the Most High God said, "You are His children."
可是呢，至高者说，你就是我的儿
子。I'm your father.
我是你的父。
Jesus is your brother.Now you are like Jesus. I look at you like Jesus is the children of God.
他看你就像看耶稣一样。
So it's tremendous blessing.
这是一个极大的一个荣耀，一个。
And we probably won't understand until we see God.
那可能我们到死了之后才能够理解。
And the Bible, some of the Bible did talk about why. It says because God wants to create His own family. He chose us.
圣经有地方提到，就是神呢，就是拣选我们，因为他想要有一个家庭。
Through Jesus Christ, then we are redeemed, then become the people and the children of God.
那通过耶稣基督呢，我们成为神的国度的。
It's totally on God's side. We cannot do anything about that. It's not what we do. It's who God is.
那这个都是神决定的，就是不是我们。
God wants you to be His children.
神希望你成为他的儿女。
That is better than anything else.
这是比其他一切都会更好。
In China, if Xian Jiaping say, "I want you to be my son," you're up on the heaven.
那如果在中国呢，习近平跟你说，哦，我希望你成为我的儿子，那你可能都高兴得不得了了。
That's why we put when Jesus, our Father in heaven, teach us how to pray. I mean, we put ourselves into the position of a son. That's a tremendous blessing.
那当神教导我们怎么祷告的时候，我们呢，其实就是把自己放在一个神儿女的身份。
If we can inherit everything in the kingdom of God like Jesus, what else he won't give us on earth?
如果我们可以像耶稣基督一样在天上承受这一切的福气的话，还有什么他不能给你？
You said why? Because he's the Most High God.
那你问为什么呢？那因为他就是至高者呀。
He decided who will get what.
他决定谁能够得到什么。
And he is sovereign over all the affairs of the universe. He say yes or no. That will be done.
他掌管就是世界万有的一切，他来决定哪些是，哪些不是。
So the Most High God say, "Hey, I forgive you. You must forgive other people. That's the only thing you do because I adopt you as a son, and that is tremendous blessing. You will be a blessing for other people. You don't complain."
那当至高者跟你说，那我赦免你的罪，你也要赦免别人的罪。你没有什么可说，这是一个极大的一个。
I'm gracious to you. You must gracious to other people.
如果我给你恩典，你也要给其他人恩典。
I forgive all your debt. What you owe me, you pay. You're going to return to other people.
那我赦免了你一切的债，那你也同样的赦免、就是。
So the second is very important is about forgiveness and unconditional love. You must forgive unconditionally.
那这一点是很就是我们要赦免完全的无条件的赦免别人的罪，因为他无条件赦免我们的罪。
Because our Father, the Most High God, determined you are His children. He is the only judge. We don't judge. Let God judge.
那他已经决定我们是他的儿女，那我们不要论断，让神成为让神来做这个审判。
He forgave, we forgave.
如果他赦免了，我们也来赦免。
He is the one who is gracious to us. We must be gracious to other people.
那他是那个给我们恩典的神，我们也同样把恩典给其他人。
So the Most High God means, last time we talked about the Most High God. Most High God mainly is not about he will rule everybody. Most High means he is the ruler.
那我们上次也讲到，就是那个至高的神。那他至高神并不是讲他的位分，乃是他就是一个。
It's not about his authority. God is already, you know, authoritative. He doesn't need to tell you.
这不是关于他的权柄，乃是就是他就是那个最高的。
The Most High God, how relate to us the name relate to us is because God wants you not to judge, only to give, to be gracious to other people.
至高的神呢，让我们不要去论断，乃是我们就是给予。
We always try to just this, just this, just this, no. But God says everything is according to my will, according to my plan. You don't need to judge. You only forgive.
那就是我们常常就是论断这个，论断那个。但是至高者说，我们不需要论断，我们只需要给予。要跟原谅圣灵。
So God will determine what is going to happen in your life.So you just accept it, be patient, continue to love and forgive.
那神已经决定了我们的生命，所以呢，我们只要继续的来相信他，然后赦免给予。
We owe God a lot because we were sinners, but now God called you a children, forgave all our sins. Now we must forgive too.
那神称我们为他的儿女，所以我们就赦免了。
Not only forgive daily, you forgive daily. Tomorrow you have to continue to forgive. You cannot forgive only today. Tomorrow you don't forgive. Okay, tomorrow you continue. The next day you continue. Every day you must forgive.
那我们来赦免别人呢？不只是说只是一天而已，而是每一天。明天你还是同样要赦免别人，再赦免别人。
Why this is so serious? Because love is major. It's about forgiving.
为什么这么重要呢？因为爱呢，就是在乎你有没有赦免。
That's why become the children of God.
这是一个成为就是神儿女的一个。
So in the chapter 13 of love, the major thing is do not count the evil of other people.
那所以就是在那个哥林多前书十三章爱篇里面讲到关于爱呢，就是我们不要数算别人。
Always bear with, always be patient with other people.
就是要就是对别人呢要有忍耐。
So you continue to forgive and unconditional.
持续的来无条件的赦免。
So the center of love is forgiveness.
所以呢，爱的中心呢就是赦免。
It's like Jesus forgave us. That's why we become the children of God.
就像耶稣基督赦免了我们，我们也赦免别人。
This part is so important in the Lord's Prayer.Actually, the Lord's Prayer does not stop at the 13. Verse 14 is to continue. Verse 14 and 15.
你看他这个主导文并没有停在十二节，然后四节还是接着讲，你要饶恕。
It says right here, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father again, your Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive you.
那十四节十五节说，如果你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So if you don't forgive, God also won't forgive you. It says right here.
所以这里说得很清楚，如果你不赦免的话呢，神也不赦免你。
So what we owe God, we have to return to other people. It means.God forgive us, we must forgive other people.
那我们欠神的呢？我们就是在人的身上还，就这里说的，我们得了赦免，我们也要赦免别人。
God has forgiven us so much, we must forgive other people so much.
那神赦免了我们那么多，我们也同样的要赦免我们身边的人那么多。
That's the doctrine of forgiveness in Matthew chapter 18.
那这个关于赦免呢，你可以就是在马太福音十八章来读的。
You talk about the mercy, merciful. We must be merciful.
那你讲到我们要有恩慈。
Merciful means love, means forgive.
那恩慈就讲的是爱跟饶恕。
So the, today I want you to focus on one thing. I love God, I love other people. That is too abstract.
那我想今天呢，你们要专注在一件事上。你说我爱神，我爱人，这是一个很抽象的东西。
The crux of the issue of love is forgiveness.
但是真的爱的一个专注点呢，是你有没有赦免。
You must forgive.
你必须赦免。
Because God the Father has forgiven you, adopt you as His son.
因为我们的天父呢，已经赦免你的罪，使你成为他的儿女。
We were sinner, but now we become the children of God suddenly. We must do the things suddenly to every day.
那我们本来是 罪人的，那我们突然之间成为神的儿女，那我们也要突然之间就。
You think about the love of God sent Jesus Christ to redeem us, to forgive all our sins. We must do the same thing with redeem other people, forgive the sin.
那天耶稣基督差派下来呢，赦免了我们一切的罪，我们也要同样的，就赦免我们身边人一切的罪。
If you don't forgive, God says actually it's not for God, it's for you because it's a burden in your soul.
如果你不赦免了，其实这个就是你为了你自己而赦免，因为这个会成为你的重担。
You carry this burden every day is miserable life.
那你把这个重担扛在你肩上，每一天都扛着，对你来说是个很痛苦的事情。
You just think about, hey, God has forgiven us so much, tremendous. The Bible even say, use the parable, you owe someone $20 million, and that someone say, hey, I forgive you, you don't need to pay for it.
那你看这个圣经有一个一个比喻，就是讲到说我欠了一个人两千万的钱，然后神说我赦免了你，你不用还了。
That's Matthew 18, right? And Jesus used this parable. You owe me, the master said, you owe me 20 million. Then the next day, your friend owe you 20 bucks. You say, hey, you owe me 20 bucks. Give it to me or I send you to jail.
那这是马太福音十八章的一个比喻，就是说一个主人赦免了他的仆人2000万，然后这个仆人转身就找了他的朋友说，哎，你欠了我20块。
Because in Roman society, if you owe someone 20 bucks, they can send you to jail.
因为在罗马的时代呢，如果别人欠你20块钱了，你确实是可以把他放到监，就是下到监里的。
And also in, when we understand the Father in the, around 2000 years ago,the Roman society is the father concept is not like our concept now.
那你要了解到，当时在罗马时代呢，这个天父的概念并不是像我们现在这个概念那么清楚。
The father is the supreme authority in the family, in the country.
那这个父的形象呢，这个地位呢，就是一个在家族当中最高的一个地位。
When a child was born,
那当一个孩子出生
in Roman society, the child first they gave the child to the father.
那在罗马时代呢，如果孩子出生了，那个孩子第一个给的就是交给父亲。
The father will right away determine, I want to keep this child or kill this child. He has this, the authority of life or death.
那这个父亲可以决定我是留下这个孩子呢，还是杀死这个孩子，他有绝对的权柄。
And also the father in the family is not like today. Okay, we try to spoil our son.The father has absolute authority to tell the son what to do.
那在当时的社会呢，不像现在的社会，好像我们就是想宠坏我们的孩子。当时的父亲呢，他在孩子身上有绝对的权利。
He has a plan for the son.
他有他对他的孩子有一个。
The son has an obligation walk into his plan.
那这个孩子呢，就是必须要行在他的计划当中。
Even after you marry, the father have the authority to remove the marriage at any time.
那甚至呢，你结婚了以后呢，这个父亲还是有绝对的权柄，甚至就可以让你从这个婚姻里走出来。
Because the father can go into the marriage, say, "Hey, I want you to divorce your wife, and then you marry another girl."
这个父亲可以就是跟这个孩子说，我希望你跟他离婚，然后娶另外一个。
Because marriage in the ancient society, especially Roman society, is a position to facilitate the relationship between two families.
那因为在当时的时代呢，这个就是婚姻呢，有很多时候是为了就是家族的关系而存在。
See, utilitarianism is functional.
是就是好像是一个这个婚姻是一个用途，一个功用。
Like a transaction almost.
就有点像在交易。
So father has this supreme authority. The concept of father, when you say our father has supreme authority.The father is very authoritative.
那所以在讲到这个父呢，他是有绝对的权柄。
He is supreme commander.
他是一个就是至高的那个就是统管。
So, but also the father has the supreme responsibility to take care of the children.
那同样的呢，这个父亲呢也有一个绝对的一个责任。
At that time, that's how Jesus, at Jesus' time, how people understand the concept of father.
那这是当时耶稣时代人对父亲的这个概念。
What I'm saying, the father will absolutely take care of everything of the child.
那这个父亲呢，必须就是完全负责这个孩子所有的一切。
The implication is that the Jesus, when he talked about this parable, you just pray our heavenly Father means the Father God.Will provide you everything. Every single aspect of life is under his plan.
那这个耶稣教导我们称天父为父的时候呢，就是说这个父亲呢对我们生命一切的事情他都负责，他都。
You don't need to worry.
你不需要担心任何事。
You just follow his will.
你只需要跟随他的旨意。
Because God is a good father.
因为神是好的天父。
Okay.So we understand at the time about the father concept. The son, the application of the son is obey, obedience.
那这个是天父的概念，那孩子的概念呢，就是顺服。
So if we follow this fatherhood concept, we know God will take care of every single minute, every detail of our life. You don't need to worry.
那你了解了这个概念以后呢，你就知道，就是你不需要担心任何事情，天父都会来照看。
And also, God wants you to follow His will because His will is good.
那天父呢，也希望你跟随他的那个旨意，因为他的旨意是好的。
And if you follow His will, your life will be a blessing, not only for yourself, it's for others, also for your children too.
但你跟随他旨意呢，就是不只是为了你，也是为了你的儿女。
Because God wills our good is to know Him.
那因为神的旨意都是好的。
God has nothing to give except His goodness. If we run away from the goodness, we will get ourselves into trouble.
那神所给的一切呢都是好的。如果我们想离开他的话呢，我们会让我们自己。
God wants His children have all the blessing. If we run away from God's plan.God cannot do much about that, then you are in your own trouble.
那神给他儿女的计划都是好的，但是如果你想逃开他的计划当中的话，神也没有办法做什么。
Then we move on to verse 13, the last part is, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
那我们再看十三节，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Since God is El Shaddai, He'll provide you, and God is a Most High, He'll determine, He has a plan for you.
那这个我们刚刚讲的神是这个 El Shaddai, 可以供应我们一切的神，他也是那个至高的神。
And he has a plan for you.
他对你身上有一个计划。
From the beginning until the end, all your life.
从你起初到最后的生命中，他都给你有一个计划。
And Jesus, the plan is to love God and love others and to bring people to Christ.
那他的计划就是让你充满爱，然后你可以把别人带到基督耶稣里面。
To love means to forgive mainly.
爱呢就是饶恕。
To bear with other people.
去就是彼此担当。
To be patient with everybody.
就是对别人有忍耐，让所有人都有忍耐。
And the last part is lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
那最后讲到不遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Then remember last time we talked about one of the God's names, El Roy. El Roy means He sees everything.
那之前我们讲过神最后的一个名字呢，就是 El Roy， 就是神可以看见一切。
God sees everything of your life from beginning to the end is right here. God sees everything.
那神看我们的生命呢，就像一张纸上，他可以看到一切从一开始到最后。
And we can only from one point to the another point, one point to another point, but God sees the whole thing from A to Z. He already sees everything.
那我们在我们生命里面，我们只可以看到一个点，但是呢，神的眼光来看呢，他可以从
God sees all your life, and the Bible even said before you live one day, He already wrote about your life in a book.
那神呢，看到我们是全部，甚至在圣经里面也讲到，就是我们还生日子未上度一日，神已经知道了。
Because God knows the future and all the probability.So he'll guide you. He sees all. He'll guide you with wisdom.
那因为神已经看到了未来，他知道所有的一切，所以他能够带你走。
You may walk away from him because you have free will. God respect your free will, but he'll follow you.
那有的时候你可能走偏了，因为神给了你自由意识，他也没有办法阻止。
But the Father will not let you go away too far.According to his plan, he'll bring you back from time to time.
但是他还是会跟着你，而且不会让你走得太远，他会把你带回来。
Psalm 121, he watch over you every single minute.
那诗篇131篇讲的就是他无时无刻都看顾着你。
Job 31 talking about he watch your every step.
那约珥书31章也讲了，他就是每一个脚步他都看顾。
Isaiah chapter 46, he know the end from the beginning in your life.
那以赛亚书46章也讲到他你的生命的起初到最后他都看到。
So God knows everything about you, that's why he can lead you into, not into temptation. But sometimes we want to walk into temptation. But God respect our free will.
那是因为神看到我们这一切呢，他把我们要带离开这个试探。但是有的时候呢，我们人就是想走进试探当中。
When we are in temptation, we are in trouble, or we sin, God's still with us, no matter what.
那我们进到了这个试探当中呢，我们犯罪了，可是神还是与我们。
Because He sees all.
因为他看见一切。
He'll bring you back.
他会把你带回来。
It says here, lead us not into temptation. We ask God to.Protect us, lead us away. But most of us, God tells you not what, don't do this, but we still do.
那这里讲到就是不要我们遇见试探，就是神已经讲了不要做这些事情，可是我们很多时候还是想要去做。
Yeah, you tell your feet to walk this way, but your feet walk the other way.
你让你的脚走这条路，可是你的脚非要走。
Because we still have the old self, God wants us to renew our mind and renew our strength.And follow him because Holy Spirit will empower you to do that. We don't have time to read the Bible in Romans chapter 8:17 in the another part of the Bible. It says the Holy Spirit will empower you to to walk into His will.
那我们今天没有时间，但是在罗马书第八章呢，也讲到，就是圣灵呢会啊给你力量，使以至于能走到他的。
So the Holy Spirit will lead you. Holy Spirit is like an urge. He urges you to do something.
那这个圣灵就好像是给你一个力量，让你做一件事情。
On the contrary, you think the Holy Spirit will make you feel exciting up and down. No, the Holy Spirit actually is very quiet, very humble. He urges you with a small voice.
那你有时候你会觉得，哦，圣灵就是让我很喜乐，让我跳舞。但是其实圣灵是一个很温柔的灵，他能够就是让你。
In no accident, no instant in the Bible, the Holy Spirit jumping up and down. No, the Holy Spirit is very quiet, very humble, work behind the scene.
那圣经没有提到说他就是那个很激动的一个灵，他是一个非常安静温柔的灵。
Also not emotional, very rational, and is in a small voice.
而且是就是不是一个。是一个非常理性的灵，不是让你激动的灵。
This small voice like an urge is based on the Bible. You know this is from the Bible. In the inner being, you know this is from God.
那是他的声音也是很微小的声音。
Because He lives in you, the Holy Spirit lives in you. That's why you are children of God.
就是你知道，就是你会知道这就是神的声音，因为圣灵住在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit will help you to urge you. He's the spiritual to urge you into this direction, based on when you read the Bible or talk to other mature Christians, and also the urge will continue to confirm them.
那他就会给你一个感动，就是让你做这个事做那个事，也当然也通过读经跟身边的弟兄姐妹有团契，那他就会就是感动你。那个感动会持续，并且印证了，就是这个是他的声音。
We always say we have peace or something. No, you have to confirm by the Bible.
那有的时候你说哦，我感觉平安啊，但是其实呢，你要跟这个圣经，你要对照这个圣经。
It's a little urge.
它是一个好像一个小小的一个感。
The urge is not selfish. It's not greedy. It's something and beneficial to other people. Mostly, it's doing it for others.
那这样的感动呢，通常不是利己的，乃是就是为了他人的。
Because God wants us to love unconditional. The love is about build up the other people and seek the benefit of other people. When you do so, God will bless you.
那就是这样的，因为神要我们呢，就是爱其他人，就是不是利己的。
So God see all our trouble, all temptation, all the evil thing happen, He will deliver you.
神呢看到这一切的凶恶，一切的试探呢，他会把你救出来。
The Elroy means God sees everything, and in Psalm 33, so mentioned by God sees everything from the heaven, He will lead you into the right path.
那因为神看到我们的生命的一切，那诗篇三十篇也讲到呢，就是神会带领我们进到一个就是一个对的地方。
One thing the Jew is better than a Christian because he knows God has a plan for them, and they just need to walk into God's plan, not rely on his own plan, rely on God's plan. That Jew is very wise.
那这个犹太教呢，有一点就是跟比基督教更好，就是他们知道神对他们有。
Because he knows God is all seeing, God they observe the Old Testament, God all seeing.And that is in Genesis chapter 14.
那因为他们知道神呢，就是一个看见的神，看见我们，听见我们的神。
Sorry, 16, not 14. 16, the first time God tells Abraham, I see everything, you just follow me.
就是在那个创世纪的14章呢，他对亚伯拉罕说，我看见一切。
Tell Hagar, you know, the Abraham's second wife, then follow me, then I will direct your path.
那他也对亚伯拉罕的那个第二个太太夏甲说呢，就是你我看见了，你只要听我的就好。
He's only a servant. She's a small person. It's not nothing important. But God take care of the small person too.
那夏甲呢是一个小人物啊，他好像什么也不是，但是。
So God sees everything.His wisdom is based on He knows the future, so you don't need to worry.
那神呢看到一切，所以呢我们不需要担心。
So here, to summarize, God is our Father.
那我们总结一下呢，神是我们的父。
So we respect His name, and the kingdom of God. We aim at the kingdom of God. We do His will, and that's what God the Father wants us to do. That is what His kingdom is about.
那我们就是遵从他的名，因为呢，这个就是他啊啊，他的天国，他的国度。
Our fathers, everything, the purpose is to build us up to give us the blessing.
那啊，天父的旨意呢，就是让我们建造我们，给我们一切。
So we must understand as the Father, He will provide for us else a day.
那我们要知道呢，他会预备一切的给我们一切。
Give us daily our daily bread.
He is the
Most High God. He will determine. He is the All Ruler. The rule He rules what each of us our life, and what's the plan for each of us.
那他就是一个至高者，他有对我们每一个人都有他自己的计划。
And He sees all. You don't need to worry. He has everything, and look ahead. He already. You follow His will.And he'll follow you all the way, the rest of your life.
那他也是这个 Elroy 的神，他看见一切，只要我们跟随他，他就会看顾我们。
And love and goodness will follow you the rest of your life.
那个慈爱跟平安呢，就会跟随你。
So as long as we know, we'll go back. God is my Father. I need not worry.
那只要我们回到神的里面，他是我们的父，我们不需要担心。
And like the Roman society, we know the Father will take care of everything.
就像这个罗马时代的这个人，我们知道呢，父可以能够看顾我们一切的所需。
Three things he'll provide us all the need. He knows all your financial need, your personal need, everything.
那第一就是他知道我们所有的需要，他会给我们所有物质上的需要，金钱上的需要。
He'll determine what's the plan for my son. This son is different from the other son.Or daughter, he has a plan for each person.
他有每个人都有一个计划哦，这个孩子跟那个孩子不一样，他给每个孩子都有他自己的计划。
And also, we must continue to forgive by walking to God's plan.
那我们要持续的来赦免别人，来行在神的旨意当中。
The central is be gracious, love, and forgive.
那这个中心呢，就是说我们要。
Finally, your future is in your hand. You just need to do.Do your best today. Tomorrow is in His hand, and because He sees everything.
那最后呢，就是神啊，在我们的生命在神的手中，未来在他神手中，他能看顾到一切。
May God bless everybody, because He is our Father, Jesus' Father. We are brother to each other. We have the same care from God. We don't need to worry about anything.
那我们就是。知道我们是神国的一部分，他是我们的父，我们都是弟兄姐妹，我们不需要担心任何事情。我们要专注在天父身上。
Everything will be all right.
啊，所有一切都没有关系。
And praise the Lord.
啊，赞美神。